you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast. It'll be a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in through the frigid air out east, if it ain't that time. Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast, iTunes, it's Stitcher, or your favorite podcasting app, possibly crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, whatever you're wearing, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're eating, whatever you're smelling. I don't know what that means. We appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of your ear and brain time.
Yay!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Just tons shit to talk about the last couple of days. Have been batshittery. There's got to be something coming down with Mueller, but my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and what up to that polar vortex?
Hey, polar vortex.
Ooh, yes.
Get out the way.
Sorry.
People died from this thing. There's been 4 deaths or something like that.
I should take back that Alex Jones drop.
Shit. And then thousands of people are without power.
It's the biggest storm ever.
Good luck, guys. I mean, I don't know who's going to come turn it the fuck back on for you.
Have any preachers blamed it on homosexual butt sex yet?
Absolutely, Pat. I'm sure they have.
And denying, of course, global warming.
Theming make the Earth temperature drop.
There's so much going on. It's a beautiful, crisp, lovely... Thursday here in the panhandle and no flow.
Right.
We dodged the snow. They got snow just to the east of
us. Yeah. Crab Diving Studios is in the middle of having their heating repaired. We're hoping...
we're in a process right now, yeah.
It's fixed. It's a little irritating, but that's okay. You know.
It's what happens when you rent.
Right.
And the owner is like... Wow, that costs an awful lot of money to fix that.
it's weird because I paid my rent. I mean that.
But then again, we also paid a mere fraction of the rent that we paid at this time last year,
right?
In Los Angeles, California.
That's right, Pat.
But
we still deserve fucking.
Well,
heat.
That's true. It's working, sort of. It's not like we're freezing our balls off here at the studios.
That's
it's just chugging along and maybe costing us a little bit more of the electricity type thing. So you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon. And whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little tickle, our beaks wet.
Right. And by the way, if you figure out our address, which I hope you don't swat us. But instead,
I saw an article
just drop off a sack of money in the front yard.
I saw an article that said they might the fatal swatting incident may put a stop to that.
What do you mean?
Well, because these little needle dicks who've been swatting people, which means you get angry at somebody you're playing a video game against, and you figure out where they live, and you call. Armed and dangerous with hostages or bomb threat. And literally the SWAT team shows up and kicks in their door while they're sitting there playing fucking Call of Duty.
It's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard
well,
of.
Well, some guy got killed last week. And it was the wrong house even.
It wasn't even the guy the game player was pissed at. He sent him to the wrong fucking house.
Right. It's idiocy. I don't know. What is it with video games that you guys love so fucking much? I don't fucking get it, man.
Well, they're fun.
I know they're fun, but they're so complicated. You can't even walk down the fucking street in some of these fucking video games. And I got a friend. Somebody was telling me last night.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Dude. Oh, bless you. God fucking bless you. My friend.
Which one?
Yahweh. Or Ganesh.
I'm not real friendly on great terms with Yahweh.
No, yeah. I'm more of a Ganesh guy or a flying spaghetti monster.
Great back rubs from
Aquaman. Ganesh.
No, Ganesh is the elephant, isn't it?
Yeah, who's the elephant with fingers.
Who has all the arms?
Ganesh. No, Ganesh.
We talked about this before.
I thought Ganesh had an elephant face and also shit tons of arms. But listen, a friend of mine sits there, he goes on YouTube, and he says he mainly watches people play video games instead of movies or TV shows. I was like, you just go on YouTube and watch people play video games? It's like you don't even get to play?
Oh, sure.
What the fuck?
Vishnu has multiple arms.
Multiple. Okay. Is Vishnu an elephant? Didn't have an elephant face?
It's a goddess.
Okay.
With multiple arms.
Multiple.
Mostly I'm seeing four.
Yeah. Do you like to watch people play video games and you're not playing?
If I like the video game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I got to admit, there's something to, if you know the video game well and you know how to play, there's something to watching.
I was asking, my friend was trying to explain this to me, and he told me that there's this one guy I follow, and I watch him on YouTube, and he plays, and he's pretty fucking hilarious. I was like, he's hilarious?
Well, yeah, they narrate while they're playing and stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I mean, what is up
with
our culture?
But I've watched some esports online.
How sad, dude. It's just sad. I just think about, God, hey, Ernest Hemingway's turning over in his grave.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, honestly, you know, we could all be reading books and shit. We're sitting there.
Or bullfighting.
Oh, that's horrible.
Or drinking and beating the shit out of each other in a pub down in Key West.
Right. That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People used to do that. And they still do. So.
Sure.
We still suck, right?
Now they can't read.
We've always sucked.
Yeah, there's a lot of suckage. A lot of human suckage. Hopefully evolving into less to less human suckery, but we would never know it given our current state of affairs here in the United States of America.
By the way, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. I put up a story, it'll be up there tomorrow, about somebody that went to one of these flat earth conferences. By the way, keep hoping for our future.
I'm going to eat your cerebral cortex last. Because I've got power!
Go ahead, eat it.
Alex Jones. We got a little Alex Jones today to tease y'all. Keep
Yummy.
Listening. The absolute shit shower that's going on down in D.C. right now.
Is he talking about all this Bannon shit?
Oh, yeah. He's picked a side.
Dang. He's a Bannon fan, though, right?
He has been.
He likes Breitbart.
Has, I think, in the past, and Drudge, they're all sniping at each other right now. It's kind of great.
It's confusing when these right-wing nut jobs can't figure out who they hate or what.
Well,
you know,
start
what I mean?
Hating each other.
Yeah, it's very
spectacular.
I don't know who hates who.
They had Obama for a while to good and hate.
Yeah, that was easy for them, right? It was easy to figure them out then because it was all anti-Obama.
Right.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking lunatic.
Lost your kids. He didn't have custody of his kids anymore, right?
He lost sole custody, I believe. I believe that now he has joint custody. But
I
think they're living with her now and not him.
I mean, I'm like, they need more time with their mom, but I don't
know.
Well,
she said that he was getting the kids involved.
Right.
And indoctrinating the kids.
I'm just assuming she's not as crazy as Alex Jones, his wife.
Fuck you, Mom. Don't be a globalist.
But, like, why would you assume that? I mean, she did marry Alex Jones.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, in the day.
Yeah.
Maybe it was before he... No, he's been around for a while, right?
He's been
right?
around a long fucking time. I fell in love with Alex Jones. Could you imagine?
Damn, dude. How about the new one?
What do you mean?
The new Mrs. Alex Jones.
He's got a new wife?
Sure.
I didn't know that.
I think so, yeah.
Good Lord.
Colloidal silver.
I got a life force. They want to get you in a dungeon. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is most of these butch lesbians. They want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
Always good for a highlight. A
deep understanding of the LGBT movement.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Let's see what's in the headlines. Strap in, gird your loins.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios deeper than the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline. January 4th, 2018.
Monroe!
Monroe!
These are your headlines.
That's a reference to Too Close for Comfort starring Ted Knight and
an ancient television show.
Who was Monroe? Jim J. Bullock?
Yes.
Right. Look it up on Twitter.
And a couple of sisters.
Yeah.
Playing his daughters.
Right.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It fate.
HuffPo.
Boy.
Well, we have to backtrack a little before we tell this headline.
Okay.
Made me crazy this morning, among other things.
Yes.
The racist shit goblin. of a attorney general that we have.
I'm a shit goblin, and I am. Shit goblin.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions.
Get this shit.
The third.
Shit goblin.
Has decided that against everything he said before, even promises allegedly made to other lawmakers, including Republicans,
fuck him,
that he would not go back on the Obama administration era rules, where they kind of put out a memo. I think it was called the Cole memo, where it was like, hey, you know, we get that marijuana is still ridiculously a Schedule I drug and that it's technically illegal federally. But for these states that have passed their own laws saying medical is okay or even legalized is okay,
yeah, man,
we're not going to be up your urethras about it.
Dickhole.
Or female. Yeah. Females have urethras, too.
Oh, yeah?
I was being gender neutral.
Fuck him, man. There's just nothing good coming out of this Trump administration.
Right. So the racist shit goblin said that... He allegedly promised other lawmakers. I remember during his hearings, there were a couple of pro-weed state lawmakers, senators, who asked him specifically about that. He's like, well, I have no plans. I'm going to look at it, but I have no plans at this time. Lion fuck sack.
You know, again, if we, as progressives, if you find yourself, I hear that fidget spinner.
Oh, do you? I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't care.
Like, I don't want people to hear it.
No one can hear that.
Thanks to your mom for the fidget spinner.
Oh, yeah,
thanks. Taking care of my ADD.
Mine broke.
How did you break your fidget spinner?
Little thing fell out of the middle of it.
You lost one of your cogs?
Yes. Oh. God, I forgot my point, but hey, fuck you if you can't believe these GOP motherfuckers. Don't believe them. Progressives, if you believe what the GOP says at any time, now it's on you.
Yeah.
Now it's on you.
Don't trust them.
We have no reason to. Ugh.
They obviously don't trust each other.
They're fucking shit goblins. You're right.
The Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a vocal and longtime opponent of marijuana.
Hello.
Will allow the nation's top federal prosecutors to decide how to handle marijuana cases in states where the drug has been legalized. Now, a bunch of prosecutors have already said, fuck to the you. We're going to handle exactly how we have been, which is we're not doing shit about it.
Why don't you exercise some leadership, dickhead? And just say, ignore it. Keep the memo that Obama had, you stupid fuck.
said the decision announced today immediately caused chaos in an industry that's been growing in recent years.
Yeah.
As some states have embraced marijuana legalization, sending stock prices of large cannabis companies nosediving today as much as 35%.
Oh, shit. You know, man, it's just so stupid. It's evil.
Yeah.
I mean, booze, I can go buy booze at a fucking liquor store.
And it's it's not supported by science or evidence.
Right.
To say it's only slightly less bad as heroin is in fucking credible.
It's fiction.
Right.
It's not true.
I think it's less fucking bad than alcohol.
Of course.
Nobody died from smoking too much weed last year.
Does smoking weed harden your liver? Fuck no.
Probably not.
Of course not.
Right.
Does it cause brain damage? No. Is it addictive? Fuck. I don't know. It's weed.
Not a little bit physically, maybe, but not to the extent of anything else.
I mean, and, you know, and honestly, like, this isn't scientifically backed up, but I don't give a fuck. It either makes you nicer, or if you're a dickhead, it makes you withdraw and shut the fuck up. Right. Those two things are both positives.
Willie Nelson credits the weed with him. He used to be an angry dick fuck, he said.
Yeah, the guy's
my words,
old,
but
you know, an old time country singer. Imagine.
Used to have some like domestic abuse problems,
right.
Getting drunk and getting in fights problems and shit like that. He said the weed calms him down.
No, nobody's ever. I can't imagine a lot of people that get baked and then get in a fight.
Yeah.
You know,
kill my buzz.
Yeah.
Sessions rescinded four memos issued during the Obama administration outlining guidelines to help federal prosecutors decide whether to enforce laws against marijuana growers and sellers in states where the drug is legal.
Yes.
These memos effectively discouraged federal prosecution of those who were following state laws. So now I'm leaving it up to the state.
Oh, my God. They have no leadership, the Trump administration. Why don't you grow a pair and just legalize this shit?
Sessions said, it is the mission of the Department of Justice to enforce the laws of the United States, and the previous issuance of guidance undermines the rule of law and the ability of our local, state, tribal and federal law enforcement partners to carry out this mission.
Yeah. What does tribal mean in that
means
sense?
The independent native nations that have their own independent
I got you. I mean, American Indian reservations, can you smoke weed? Is it legal there? How does that work?
In states where it's legal, I guess.
Hey, man, I can go out and buy booze. There's no reason I shouldn't be able to go out and buy weed. You know, it should be legal. Don't you think that would help with the opioid problem? I mean, I know marijuana is not going to do what, hillbilly heroin can do, but
right.
It could help in pain management, right?
Well, it helps with opioid addiction.
Yeah.
They're showing in places where you can downscale from heroin and from fentanyl, which is the real biggie now, and end up smoking weed, and that you know, you can help kick the habit that way.
I mean, dude, imagine you're addicted to fentanyl or heroin or whatever, or you know, a little ways down the way, you could just be a cool ass stoner. That's not a it's
and
great,
not
man.
Die,
huh?
And not die, no needles.
Yeah, you don't need any needles. You just get marijuana, shove it in your mouth, smoke it, shove it up your ass. It doesn't fucking matter.
Shove it up your ass. Okay, processed. Dude. Don't shove a nugget up your ass. It's
processed.
Not going to work.
You know, I was at a point.
It might a little.
Did I tell you about my friend?
Yeah, I know. That's why I brought it up. Yeah.
He just took a nugget of weed and put it in his asshole.
What a waste.
Yeah. I was like, it's not.
Of a good weed nugget.
He's like, I'm going to absorb it into my colon. Mm. I'm like, I don't know that it works like that.
It might a little, but.
He said it got him high. Okay. What I think is just made you feel weird because you had something up your intestines.
Yeah, felt like a sticky, icky turd.
Yeah. Ugh.
The Sessions has been anyway. So there you go.
Sessions sucks. You suck.
I tweeted the president actually about
it. Did you?
I was
what
outraged.
Did he say?
Tweet us during the show, by the way, or anytime at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook. I had to change the fucking password for Twitter.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. I was able to input the password. I hate when you, hey, if the Twitter guys are listening, man, fuck off.
Twitter made us change our password.
Redo our password.
Fucking reason. Okay.
Leave me the fuck alone. We're trying to do a goddamn show. We do a show every day. Now I got to change my Twitter password.
Does that mean someone's trying to hack us?
Well, I access Twitter from my PC, from Hootsuite, and from this fucking iPad. So maybe it's just too many devices and it freaked out. But I always do that.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Trying to do a fucking show.
Don't mess with Texas.
Fuck you, GW. God damn it.
Miss me yet?
No, I don't. I don't miss any of these GOP fucknuts.
The, Jeff's, yeah, I tweeted to our president the story of Jeff Sessions, and I was like, you know, almost 90% of the public supports medical marijuana, and 60+% I think it's like 65-ish% now support just legalizing,
right?
Total legalization.
So just do it, dickhead.
So what the fuck is going on?
I mean, hey, Jeff Sessions, let me ask you something. Do you think when you're dead, do you think anyone's going to have anything nice to say about you? Maybe your kids. Same thing with Trump. I mean, if Trump said, you know what, we're going to legalize this shit, we're going to work to legalize this, it would really might help your favorability or something. I mean, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Dickhead. It's like old, petty, fucking evil dudes.
Right. So, obviously been a whole bunch of reactions, to Sessions, including,
yes,
which is the headline over to the HuffPo, Gardner rips weed reversal. This is Senator Cory Gardner, a Republican from Colorado, one of those states is enjoying tax revenue and enjoying lower crime rates.
Oh my gosh. What?
Now that it has legalized marijuana.
Well, I hope they have fun burning in fucking hell, guys. Jeez. You're going straight to hell for the weed.
And teen marijuana use down.
Oh, shit, man. I mean, right, because you give everybody access to it, and it's not as, you know what I mean? Like
forbidden fruit kind of thing.
Does
it's
that
not,
make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
So, I guess Cory Gardner said that, is saying that Sessions guaranteed him he wouldn't fuck with it.
And now he is.
Right. So what there you go. There you go. Trust another Republican, you fool.
That's what happens. You know, wait a second. This guy, Cory Gardner's from Colorado.
A Republican.
And he's Gardner weed. That's kind of funny. I don't know. It's kismet. Fuck you.
Colorado legalized recreational use of the drug in 2012. It's been 5 years now.
Why are you
that it's been legal in Colorado?
And what do you think it does to that industry when you're like, well, we're going to go after it federally? Oh, shit. Now I own a dispensary. I have all my money tied up in marijuana. And because of this bullshit, you can take it all away from me and fuck my whole life up.
Right. Here's Cory Gardner on the floor of the Senate.
Then Senator Sessions told me that marijuana simply wasn't going to be on President Trump's agenda. That it was something that they weren't going to deal with. That's something that President Trump simply wasn't going to focus on. That was back in the spring of 2016. And up until 8:58 this morning, that was the policy. One tweet later, one policy later, a complete reversal of what many of us on the Hill were told before the confirmation, what we had continued to believe the last year, and without any notification, conversation, or dialogue with Congress. Completely reversed.
Well, how about getting some legislation?
Yeah.
And that's all you got to do.
Yes.
Pass a law that says it's no longer Schedule One. Pass a law that says it's legal in states where it's legal. And then take that law, make an origami pelican out of it and shove it up Jeff Sessions' ass.
Absolutely. And listen, GOP dude, no offense, but fuck off. Why don't you do something to get this shitler out of our fucking government? Yeah, okay, you've been lied to. What are we supposed to do? I mean, yeah, it sucks, and it sucks that they're fucking with the medical marijuana, but people like you are the part, your party is part of the fucking problem. You fix it.
So Cory Gardner is threatening to to delay any Department of Justice appointees that come
awesome.
That come his way now.
Right.
Until Jeff Sessions reverses this and decides to not go back on his fucking word. I am prepared, he tweeted, I am prepared to take all steps necessary, including holding DOJ nominees until the Attorney General lives up to the commitment he made to me prior to his confirmation.
Well, good for this guy for standing up, you know, to these dickheads. But, I mean, I will say, I mean, you know, you're standing up for the medical marijuana, but what about the dreamers, you know? What about that tax bill, dickhead? You're going to stand up for this?
A couple other Republicans, Lisa Murkowski, said, Alaskans are waking up to media reports the U.S. Department of Justice is withdrawing the Cole Memorandum, an Obama-era policy statement. The federal government will respect state marijuana laws like Alaska's. My office can confirm that we received notification from the Justice Department this morning that they intended to withdraw the Cole Memorandum.
Yeah.
Over the past year, I repeatedly discouraged Attorney General Sessions from taking this action and asked that he work with the states and Congress if he feels changes are necessary. Today's announcement is disruptive right. to state regulatory regimes and regrettable.
Wow. It is, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out the GOP because I get why they're pissed off about this. This is ridiculous. It's fucking with their state income. They, you know, Jeff Sessions is breaking a promise. But there's a lot of other horrible shit the GOP has done to this country since Trump's been elected. So,
sure.
Why push back on this?
Every hole violated.
Yeah. Why push back on this and not the other stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, are we supposed to, how am I supposed to feel about these legislators? Am I supposed to applaud them? I mean, good job for sticking up for something.
You let Trump roll in. Only because it's money.
Yeah, right.
Because now there's money in it.
Don't worry about, you know, the rights of immigrants or refugees or anything like that, or LGBT or trans people. They're worried about their income from the weed.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, a Democrat, said this reported decision is a direct attack on patients. Parents should be able to give their kids the medicine they need without fear of prosecution. Veterans should be able to come home from combat and use the medicine they need without fear of prosecution.
This is absolutely ridiculous. Because you know what happened? Sessions told the private prison industry or whoever lobbies against weed, they're like, listen, I'm going to say all this bullshit when I get confirmed. Don't worry about
sure.
it. I'm lying. Our constituents won't give a fuck.
And there's the added bonus that we get to lock up a whole bunch of Negroes.
Ooh, yes. Right.
I get to take my accomplishments to the Klan meetings. The governor of Washington State, Jay Inslee, where the ganja is the legal.
It's free, man. I mean, it's...
said, if news reports are accurate, free, but... today's forthcoming announcement from AG Sessions is the wrong direction for our state. It also disrespects Washington voters who've chosen a different path. I'm especially frustrated that this announcement comes after Sessions has refused offers from Attorney General Ferguson and myself to meet with him to discuss these policies in person after he has disregarded the input that we and other state leaders have provided to his department.
Right.
This is why it's helped the state.
Yeah. I mean, what do we expect, though, man? It's a Sessions is a Kraken from Alabama.
Yeah.
It's just garbage there.
In Washington, this is the governor of Washington. In Washington state, we've put it in place, a system in place. That's what it says. In Washington state, we have put in place a system in place, I think.
Good Lord,
guys. A little editing is needed there. That adheres to what we pledge to the people of Washington and the federal government. It's well-regulated, keeps criminal elements out, keeps pot out of the hands of kids, and tracks it all carefully enough to clamp down on cross-border leakage. Ooh.
Ooh, yes.
I hate when that happens.
I'm a big fan of that shit.
We're going to keep doing that and overseeing the well-regulated market that Washington voters approved. Make no mistake, as we have told the Department of Justice, ever since I-502 was passed in 2012, we will vigorously defend our state's laws against undue federal infringement.
Damn!
So, I mean, what is Sessions going to do? Send federal troops to go? They need local law enforcement.
Right.
And local law enforcement is already, a lot of them are already saying, we're not doing it.
It's ridiculous. It's a waste of time.
Yeah, we're not doing it. So now there's sanctuary states, and now there's cities. Now there's going to be weed sanctuary states.
I mean, you know what? This is a dumb thing to point out, but the hypocrisy is just insane. These Republicans like Sessions, they don't want weed to be legal, but they seem to not give a fuck about guns. They don't care about right. regulating that industry, but for some reason they're worried that marijuana is going to... I mean, I would be more worried about my kid being shot to death than becoming addicted to the evil weed. I mean... Yeah. What the fuck are we doing? It is 2017. This is crazy.
And these Republicans have just, I tweeted earlier, they've decided they don't represent the people anymore. They need to rule over the people.
Yeah, I don't know.
90% of people say there should be medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And the Republicans say, fuck you. No.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that, though, right? I mean.
Well, yeah, everything. Guns, everything.
There must be a danger to a society getting used to having their government not doing what they want or need. I mean, we want gun control. Yeah. We want fucking legal weed.
Google guillotine.
Yeah. We want universal health care, but yet our government doesn't give a fuck. It is like we might as well not be there. It's as if for your politicians to give a shit about you, you have to have your last name has to
figures.
Be fucking yeah. Mercer.
And donate. 6-7 figures to them.
Yeah.
To get noticed.
7 inches.
There's a story about this bullshit that Sessions, I guess one of his buddies, one of his heroes, this is from Newsweek, that a Sessions advisor thinks doctors should force suspected addicts into rehab.
Oh my.
And should drug
God.
Test all patients. So every patient that comes into a doctor's office should be drug tested. This is.
Oh my God. And then based on those tests, they send you some rehab facility?
Attorney General Jeff Sessions received marijuana policy advice from a seasoned veteran of the war on drugs. Who helped popularize the phrase gateway drug.
Oh my God, that is so fucking stupid.
And who proposed that doctors force some patients whom they suspect may be drug addicts into rehab against their will.
Yes. How does that even work? What are you going to do? You're going to show up positive on a test and then they ring up a van, shows up?
Yeah, the doctor, they put a black bag over your head.
That is so fucked up.
Dr. Robert DuPont, who opposes medical marijuana, is regarded as a marijuana policy expert.
Oh, my God. Based on what?
And has been a top advisor in the field for decades. Last month, he attended a small meeting with Sessions and advised him on the dangers of driving stoned. I'm sure it was... well-researched and unbiased.
Well, of course, this is dumb.
Of course you shouldn't drive stoned.
Of course you shouldn't. You shouldn't drive drunk.
However, 2 weeks after you smoke a joint, you might still test positive for THC. You're not stoned.
See, that's the insidious way the Justice Department will get you, because they'll be like, oh, shit, this is a cash windfall.
Sure.
We can just go
ahead.
That's
what this guy wants. This guy says any trace of drugs at all, you should be thrown in jail, thrown in rehab. And then Sessions wants to take all your shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is that called? The
asset forfeiture.
Oh, God. That makes no sense.
In an interview with the Daily Beast last year, this DuPont guy, this advisor to Sessions, advocated for expanding drug testing, including having doctors force the patients whom they believe may have substance abuse issues to submit to drug tests. So if a doctor is like, thinks that you possibly maybe could be on drugs, the doctor could force you to get a drug test.
God, that's nuts. So all they, what do they just look at you? Maybe if you're jittery or something like that, they're just like, hey,
I guess.
And then you know what'll happen? The doctors will get kickbacks. It'll just be like guys towing cars out of a parking lot. Like, hey, you know, you caught a few, you know, users today. Here's X amount of dollars.
The Daily Beast reported, quote, among other things, he proposed giving doctors the authority to compel suspected substance abusers into treatment against their will. Once in treatment, patients could face up to 5 years of monitoring, including random drug tests.
Oh, my God. So how?
So they decide you're addicted like a probation. To drugs. You're thrown into. Well, and where's your due process?
I have no idea. It's just with that doctor. That doctor is like judge, jury, and everything, right?
Giving doctors the authority to compel suspected substance abusers into treatment against their will. Once in treatment, patients could face up to 5 years of monitoring, including random drug tests.
God damn. So you're just in some facility.
I decided you're addicted to marijuana, boy.
Now you get to be in some facility that's owned by a corporation that
shits. Oh, and those were drug tests.
Shits a ton of campaign dollars down my fucking throat.
Which, by the way, this DuPont guy started and owns a corporation that does guess what? Drug testing.
Oh, I see. Everybody gets paid.
At one point he advocated for decriminalization in the 70s, but then his views became increasingly conservative. He says I get very sick feeling at the pit of my stomach when I hear talk about marijuana being safe. I have no doubt there are going to be horrendous impact on our society.
Good Lord, man. I mean, it'd be one thing if these guys, if they said this, if someone made that statement based on some evidence, so it would be one thing, and maybe they misinterpreted it, but they're just saying it. There's no evidence. They've done no research.
In 1991, while running the drug testing firm Benzinger DuPont and Associates, DuPont proposed that all welfare recipients and their children should be required to submit to drug screenings.
Good God, and their children.
While running a drug testing firm, he said, everybody should be drug tested, even the kids. Okay. Get the dog.
Yeah, sure. Kate, come here. Listen, fine. Then everybody on this corporate welfare.
Yeah.
Piss in a cup.
Well, right.
I want to test you.
Right. And Jamie Dimon.
Right, absolutely. But they've been down this road, right? There's been states that have actually tested welfare recipients.
And it's gone
for drug zero.
It's nowhere. It's gone nowhere.
It's a waste of time.
Some states, they literally found one.
And
hundreds of dollars per test, costing the taxpayers.
But the reasoning behind it is even stupid. What if you did find one? Then what? You're going to take away their welfare and make them destitute?
Well, right.
How's that?
So you've got someone who's got a drug addiction problem. Possibly.
And
they can't eat.
Now they're homeless.
Yeah, great job. Just like Jesus would want.
Oh, yeah. And meanwhile, hey, like, you suck. You got your lips so firmly wrapped around the dick of American corporations. It's fucking disgusting. But you won't. God, poor people in this country do not ever get the benefit of the doubt. Ever. They're like welfare queens, you know?
And in 2000, he testified before the FDA advocating for expanding hair follicle testing, which, you know, goes back
years, right?
Can go back months whatever long your hair is.
Leave everybody alone. Leave everybody's hair alone. Leave their piss alone. Leave
you smoked pot 17 months ago. We're throwing you in rehab, druggie.
I wish you could test to see if people are horrendously racist or right. hateful or homophobic ding, that's horrible. That's what you should test for. Get rid of you. Send you to some re-education camp. Teaches you not to be a total fucking douchebag.
The top federal prosecutor already in Colorado is saying, you know, I'm not doing fuck all. Not doing shit.
Yeah, fuck you.
Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions plans to rescind the memo, blah, blah, blah. At least one top prosecutor already has said he has little interest in stepping up marijuana prosecutions. Bob Troyer, the U.S. attorney for the District of Colorado, said he does not anticipate any changes.
You know what I don't anticipate in Florida? Ever being able to actually find a dispensary that's ever open and going through the process and getting your medical marijuana card, or ever be legally, you know, like recreational. I just don't ever see that happening.
Where?
Here.
In Florida?
Even if we vote on it. Look at our...
They did.
Yeah, but look, it's nowhere.
They did vote on it, and the Republican legislature and the governor dragged their dicks on it.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, it just doesn't matter. Again, it's what the people want.
And their pudenda.
Yes. Nobody cares. Nobody cares what the fucking people want. What's the big deal? We want to have legal marijuana.
Right.
Fuck you. We're all adults. Fuck you, Matt Gaetz, you dick.
So, speaking of.
Oh, is he in the news?
Local news here in Pensacola, Florida.
Yes.
We've got a real goat's penis wrinkle of...
Ooh.
I apologize to goats. Of a representative here, Matt Gaetz, is one of these current Trump suckers that's running around squealing for the head of Mueller. Fire Mueller, deep state, Hillary, blah, 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 Obama, Benghazi.
This guy was the one lawmaker that wouldn't vote for that human trafficking bullshit. Asshole. The one guy.
One. In Congress. Not in the Senate. 435 people in Congress. And one asshole voted against it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's against creating any more government, right? That's what he said. No more panels. No more government.
But, you know, a lot of people are stupid. I saw a friend of mine posted this story on their Facebook feed, and someone commented, well...
Are they proud of him?
Well, no, they're not. But one of her friends commented saying, well, you know, I'm against human trafficking, but I understand his reasoning. What? You understand his reasoning? You don't think people being kidnapped, and I don't even know how you human traffic here, thrown in a truck and driven around you don't think that deserves a committee, doesn't it?
I would think, yeah.
Deserves something.
I would think of our government, that's one of the things we would like to see done.
Yeah, it deserves a committee.
Yeah.
If you're tied up, if you're tied up and being shipped in a container, you deserve to have a committee and people figuring out how to get you out of that container.
Well, now,
aren't we America? I mean, fuck.
I want to drive over to West Navy and Conn Street.
Yes.
Here in Pensacola, because now a political action committee that is anti Matt Gaetz,
right,
has put up a giant billboard.
Oh shit!
With one of his mugshots.
From his DUIs?
And it says, Representative Matt Gaetz, how many DUIs have you had? The voters deserve to know.
Right, man. Seven. Isn't it seven or something like that?
Allegedly. It was arrested seven times.
Matt, don't you have money, you dick fuck? There's Uber. We have Uber here. You can take an Uber or a Lyft. You don't have to drive drunk, you stupid fuck.
The Mad Dog Pack paid for the billboard.
That's awesome.
It says here in October 28, an Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. That's
eat my dick.
A little to the east of us, right?
I don't know.
A deputy there pulled over Gaetz as he came home from a nightclub in Fort Walton Beach.
Yes.
And he was arrested and charged with DUI. The charge was later dropped.
Oh, okay.
And for some reason, the arresting officer resigned.
What?
I don't know. Couldn't have anything to do with his father, who ran the Florida House of Representatives.
Wow, what a monster.
Critics have claimed Gaetz got special treatment because his father was former Florida Senate President Don Gaetz.
Oh, stop it, Pat. You're just being cynical. That's ridiculous.
Gaetz told the Tampa Bay Times in 2015 he made a bad decision.
I made a bad decision seven fucking times. I made seven decisions. Seven bad decisions. They were all the same decisions, and I made them seven times. Vote for me. Trust my judgment.
So Mad Dog Pack was registered by Claude Taylor, a former White House staffer under the Clinton administration.
staffer.
Now a travel photographer.
Right. He travels around taking pictures of Matt Gaetz getting all wasted driving.
Taylor has built up a Twitter following of more than 210,000 criticizing Donald Trump.
Damn.
And tweeting out rumors, some that in the end up being true, some that are proven false.
Okay.
About the president and the investigation into campaign ties to Russia.
Yeah, that's all false, by the way.
He leveraged his Twitter following into activism with the purchase of the Gaetz billboard. He tweeted, Mad Dog Pack raised up $14,000 in 24 hours.
That is
Act Blue, an online fundraising website for Democratic causes.
That is fucking awesome.
He's going to be putting up two more billboards to target two other House Republicans.
That is a great idea, because I bet a lot of people that aren't into the politics, maybe they just vote Republican their whole life. They just vote for this Matt Gaetz. They don't know that Gaetz or whatever his fucking name is doesn't give a fuck about people being human trafficked. That, you know, maybe they don't know he has a shit ton of DUIs. This helps. This could help.
Taylor said on Twitter he thinks Gaetz should hold a press conference to address the DUI, and he put up the billboard because, quote, Gaetz is a Trump stooge and an all-around treason weasel.
Hey, he's a treason weasel?
He's a treason weasel.
Hey, listen, I don't need to see this treason weasel at a press conference. I don't need to hear this guy explain his DUIs. I get it. He's an idiot. He has very poor judgment, and he's at least has been busted seven times for DUI.
Allegedly.
But how many times has he driven drunk?
Well, those are, right. Those are the times he got caught.
You know, and we don't know what else his dickhead dad made go away, you know?
So they're working on a wave of billboards on a number of prominent House Republicans, including Daryl Issa.
Fuck you.
Steve King.
Eat my dick.
In Iowa.
Oh, my God.
I can't
God.
Wait for that one.
Right.
Devin Nunes.
Ugh, what a vomit.
Dana Rohrabacher.
Why is she a
covered in Russian DNA?
Oh, really? Jeez.
And Jim Jordan, that asshole from Ohio. Who's screaming about where's the special prosecutor about Hillary and the uranium?
Ooh, doesn't he have some weird sex shit going on too, this Jim Jordan, or am I
mixed? I don't know about that.
I think I'm getting him mixed up with some perv from Indiana. Mm. Hey, listen, it's hard to keep all these GOP deviants straight. Yes, mother.
So a little bit of local news. It's also fun for everyone.
God, he sucks, man.
Nice. How that's got to drive. Can you imagine if he drives down Navy and he sees,
well,
how many DUIs have you had?
He doesn't see that. I mean, he's shit-faced.
He's probably not in that part of town either.
Well, and also, he probably can't make out the billboard. His vision's all blurry because he's drunk as fuck. He might drive better when he's wasted. Who knows?
The other, God, that was we never saw what was going on over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Oh, I know what's going on over at the Drudge Report. I saw this before. As the giant, I don't know, manatees of hate fight goes on.
Oh, my God. Between that's my band.
The Meth Walrus.
Yes.
And our Shitler in Chief.
Give it up for the manatees of hate. Yeah, what sound does a manatee make?
I don't know if they make a lot.
So
it continues. You know, Trump had that statement we read on yesterday's show. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com. Listen to yesterday's show.
That's right.
Leave us good reviews. It helps us out. And thumbs up and shit.
Oh, yeah. And tell your friends about this podcast. Do
spread
them a favor.
The crabs.
Right.
Trump unleashed, and then his lawyers have ridiculously sent out a cease and desist to Bannon, claiming that I guess there was an NDA, maybe?
Oh, yeah, right.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Yes.
And that Bannon, by saying, they're not saying that he didn't say what he said.
Right.
They're just saying, we're angry at you for saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Trump responded with a pair of letters from his attorneys, one to Bannon, Wonder Wolf's publishers, Michael Wolf, the writer of the Fire and Fury book.
Yeah,
coming
like
out.
A nobody, right? Like, who the fuck is this?
Oh, he's been around.
I'm
right?
just
yeah.
kidding. But that's what they said about him.
Oh, who? No, oh, Dan Bannon, who? Among other things, the excerpts include several disparaging comments by former Trump campaign executive chief strategist Steve Bannon. At one point, Bannon refers to Trump's campaign, quote, as the broke dick campaign.
I love it.
So Trump's letters from his shysters, his chasers of ambulances, claim that the book gives, quote, rise to numerous legal claims, including defamation by libel and slander, and breach of Bannon's written confidentiality and non-disparagement agreement. Okay. Not only a non-disclosure agreement, you can't even go out and say, what a fucking asshole.
Kate, I'm going to need you to sign this non-disparagement agreement right now.
The letter also to the publisher reportedly demands that they stop publication of the book and apologize to Donald Trump.
What country do we live in?
I mean, stop really? Publication and get here right now and kiss my ring.
You know, one little thing I read in the book was when they described Schindler's bedroom. And he has three TVs.
Oh yeah, I've got the story of what's going on with the living arrangements and shit.
I like it. I was reading that part and I was like, man,
why leave?
I want a bedroom like that. Three. Yeah. Oh, I got three screens. I got all the food. Fuck, I'm camped out
all
in there.
All the burgers you can eat.
Oh yeah.
So you don't get poison.
I forgot about that. That's fucking insane, dude.
But nobody believes that the letter they sent was kind of like, if you don't stop, we're massive litigation will follow. And
massive.
And every lawyer on telly
yes.
has been saying, this is bullshit. This is bluster. They're going to shit their drawers if this actually got picked up to go to trial, because then Donald Trump and the toadies have to testify under oath about all of this stuff.
So someone will ask Donald Trump, Donald, did you call Sally Yates a cunt?
Did you tell Hope Hicks that she should shut the fuck up? She's the best piece of ass Corey Lewandowski will ever had.
No, yeah. God, fuck me. Did Corey Lewandowski really hook up with Hope Hicks?
Apparently, that's
date?
What, yeah,
oh
we,
my God.
That's one of the more horrific
he is
details.
Disgusting.
He's gross.
He
yeah.
is vile. Oh my God. Poor Hope Hicks. Jesus.
Did
you call Sally Yates a guy?
Well, right. And plus there was a Supreme Court decision a while ago, which kind of established that public officials
yes
can't really be libeled.
What do you mean?
Or slandered, because that kind of stifles your First Amendment right to criticize government. So if you're like, I think he's a fucking asshole and a cheat, we get to say that shit every day on the air and everybody else gets to say it.
Right. But we don't get sued.
Because we don't get sued.
And also, I mean, Trump is in the White House, so that's ours, right? I mean, that's the people's. That's the government. He's working for us. We're not allowed to
allegedly
hear what a journalist writes or an author writes down about him. Do you know what I mean? I
only if it's good.
Right. Don't get poisoned, man. That would suck, you know? I love all that shit. He's worried about that because that's why he eats fast food.
So one of the reasons, allegedly,
money.
So he would have to, they would have to not endorse the confidentiality agreement anymore.
Right.
Which means they would have to unleash Bannon to say anything about anything, apparently. I mean, it's crazy. So
yeah.
it's just going to, a lot of the lawyers were saying this is insane. And it could really backfire and blow up in their balls.
Yes.
that these morons,
testicular explosion,
these idiots that he's got,
yeah,
this could backfire and drag them into right. something that they don't want to, that they would end up getting fucked and lose.
You know, yeah, you know what I don't understand is, if you're going to invite Bannon into your campaign, into the White House, he's going to work for you, why would you ever fire that guy? Because I would think Bannon would do exactly this. Like, wouldn't you want to keep him on your side? Wouldn't you appreciate how evil right. he could be, what he could do to you, the power he has, the fucking Breitbart? I just don't know what did Trump get out of firing Bannon? What political capital did he even gain? Maybe he's just fucking loony.
So Bannon, we talked about yesterday how over at Breitbart they were torn. All the deplorables were clamped in the comments. They didn't know. Some of them were like, "I voted for Donald Trump, not for Bannon. Fuck Bannon." And other people were like, "Donald Trump has already given in to the deep state and caving in."
Shit. Ellen DeGeneres in Where's the deep my fucking wall? State. Yeah.
Where's my wall?
These morons don't know what to do. Don't confuse the deplorables. Smoke comes out of their fucking ears. Who knows what they're capable of? They're armed.
This morning, I guess.
Yes.
Steve Bannon had his Breitbart radio show.
How many shirts did he wear? Does he wear when he radio. Broadcasts? Oh, it doesn't matter. 15.
I think here's a little clip of Steve Bannon.
Oh, okay.
On the Breitbart radio, doing a little bit of running his tongue around the rim of Trump's penis again. Just a little flick, a little tongue flick to see if there's any response.
Oh, blah.
Maybe a little nipple action.
Yes, tweak.
President of the United States is a great man. You know, I support him day in and day out, whether going through the country, giving the Trump miracle speech or on the show or on the website. So I don't think you have to worry about that. But I appreciate the kind words.
That's kind of all he said. He also said, no, don't worry, Mr. President. I'm still 100% behind the MAGA agenda. But his wording was really careful right. because he said, I'm still behind the agenda. But the Trump agenda.
Right.
But then there were some stories over at Breitbart that were like Trump caving into the deep state by thinking there might be a DACA deal or something like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Bannon seems to be trying to paint himself as, well, we're losing Don.
Oh my.
Or Don's losing to the deep state.
But Bannon just got through saying a bunch of horrible shit.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, I don't get it. I mean, maybe this is something he's saying for an audience of one, you know.
He said, "There's no one we think higher of than Donald Trump."
What?
Accused left-wing media of attempting to create a feud between him and Trump.
Okay.
Assuring listeners that he and Trump are tight.
Ooh, yes, so tight.
Nothing will ever come between us and President Trump and his agenda. Don't worry about that, he said. Don't worry about us and Trump and the Make America Great Again agenda. We are tight on this as we've ever been.
Ooh, yes. So don't worry about anything. That's the fucking message.
After last night, Trump had released a statement diminishing Bannon's role in his campaign and administration and claimed that his former chief strategist had lost his mind. Apparently, he lost his job, and then he lost his mind.
But then Bannon just said...
an official statement from the White House.
Right. But Bannon just said he has respect for him and loves him or something.
Don't ask me.
Man, what a dysfunctional friendship
they
must have.
Oh, God, they're all horrible people.
They can't govern. They can't do anything.
They're all horrible, horrific people.
We got this sideshow bullshit going on with Trump and Bannon. And all this other heinous shit is still happening in the country, you know.
And the rest of the world is like, what is wrong with you people?
We're filled with dumbasses. Quit wondering. I know what's wrong with us. Idiots go to the voting booth. And they think they're smart, but they're not. They're just incredibly dumb. They're so dumb, they're like, they're handicapped by their own ignorance. They can't be trusted, you know. It's like if it were raining, they would look up in the sky and just open their mouth and just slowly let the water Drown them. They would drown with their mouths open. They're dumb.
So the headline over the Drudge Report now is, question mark, Bannon out at Breitbart?
Yay. Why? What the fuck?
It says that the Breitbart owners are debating ousting Bannon.
That's insane. Why would they do that?
The former White House strategist's longtime benefactors, billionaire, evil fuckwaddles, Robert Mercer and his daughter, Rebecca.
Yes.
Christo-fascist billionaire fuckwaddles.
Well, maybe Donald Trump is pressuring them to fire Bannon, because I'm trying to figure out how you get fired from Breitbart. What do you say to Muslim prayer rug dickheads, Pizzagate fucknuts? What do you say to these people to offend them? I don't understand. He's not racist enough or something?
The Mercers have already apparently started to disavow.
Yes.
Over at the Washington Post, they say Mercer issues rare public rebuke.
I rebuke thee. Yeah.
A former ally, Bannon, his main financial backer, is formally cutting ties with the former Trump advisor in a new statement today.
Sad.
Billionaire conservative donor Rebecca Mercer.
Yes.
Said that she's not spoken to Bannon in many months. And she continues to support President Trump.
Okay. Well, good for you, oligarch.
But she says her family, my family and I, have not communicated with Steve Bannon in many months.
Liar.
And have provided no financial support to his political agenda, nor do we support his recent actions and statements.
Jeez.
She almost never speaks publicly.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
They're calling it an extraordinary rebuke.
God. They must be really... They must be terrified of having Schindler impeached for some reason.
She said she remains committed in her support for Breitbart News, where she holds a minority stake and where Bannon still serves as chairman.
Right. So how the fuck would they fire Bannon?
People familiar with the conservative news website said discussions have begun at the organization about potentially removing him from the perch that propelled him to them forefront of national conservative politics.
Sad. Jeez. Wow.
So the Mercers, Rebecca Mercer, right, slithering out of her hole.
You know, they must be like, God, we gave so much money to Schindler for him to win, and I'll be goddamned if he's getting impeached.
They got their tax breaks, though, so.
What do they give a fuck? You guys aren't done raping us, or what?
Also from the book, you know, more and more of the, by the way, the publisher of Michael Wolff's, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, that
yes,
after they received that cease and desist order from Trump's idiot lawyers,
right,
saying, don't publish it. We want an apology from Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Today they announced they're moving up the publishing date so they get it out faster.
Wow. Yeah,
so,
fuck you. Like we were talking about it. Everybody's reading all the excerpts and stuff.
Yeah, right. I want to read it.
Who does the audiobook on that? I wonder.
Oh, I don't know. They should get
somebody good.
Get Alex Jones to read it.
Oh, my God.
Then Trump did.
Globalist.
So one of the things that one of the themes that seems to be running in the Fire and Fury book.
Fuck you.
Is that. That Trump is losing it mentally.
Okay.
Like declining, as jeez, in dementia or something. The story says President Trump can't remember the faces of his friends. His staff treats him like a child,
right,
and are concerned he may be booted from office for being unable to perform his duties.
Well, shit, man.
The book describes a tumultuous start to his presidency with staffers attempting to coddle a commander-in-chief who has little focus and less patience.
He's an angry dude that can't read anything. Doddering old guy yelling at North Korea.
Wolf wrote about the president's trip to Palm Beach a little while ago. At Mar-a-Lago, just before the new year, a heavily made-up Trump failed to recognize a succession of old friends.
Oh, man. heavily made up.
He's wearing makeup.
Was he going to be on camera or something?
I don't know. He wants to look good. The president's...
Who the fuck goes to a party? Are you going to go to... I mean, you know, are you going to go to a party and get made up for a party? Are you gonna,
not frequently, no.
You're not going to get eyeshadow or anything? No,
well,
or,
I mean, what's the party?
I don't know.
The president's mental fitness for office was a topic inside the West Wing almost since Trump took office.
Oh, great.
Wolf writes, the president was behaving, quote, in words used by almost every member of the senior staff on repeated occasions, like a child.
Oh, my God. Well, dude, let's do something about it. Go to the public with it. Talk to Paul Ryan. I mean, at the very least, the GOP, shouldn't they want to get this guy out of office and put, like, Mother in there, put Pence in there?
The topic of Trump's psychology comes up a lot in the book. It's front and center in Wolf's portrayal of the president's apparent need for approval from Fox News founder Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, my God.
Whom Trump repeatedly called after taking over the White House.
Well, I mean, he watches Fox and Friends every day, right?
Still, yeah.
I mean, is that what he wants from, like, the media? He wants to be talked about fondly.
Oh, of course.
So, like, oh, God, this is all disturbing. I mean, hey.
Wolf writes, not grasping that he was now the most powerful man in the world, Trump was still trying mightily to curry favor with a media mogul who had long disdained him as a charlatan and a fool. According to the book, at one point, Murdoch was talking to him, hung up, and said, he's like a goddamn idiot or something like that. He's a fucking stupid.
So, like, okay, let's say this guy is kicked out of office because he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So what happens to all the legislative bullshit? What happens to the tax thing? I mean, if it was.
Well, right. I think we need mulligans on everything.
I mean, if he's mentally ill. Do we have to examine what the fuck he did while he's in office? His appointments. I mean, if you think about some of the people he wanted to nominate to a judgeship, that blogger guy that was a Sandy Hook truther,
right.
Chemtrails, conspiracy theorist. He didn't know dick about the law, but he's nominated.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump picked the guy, right?
If the senator elect.
I believe so. Oops. Yeah.
Oh, God. This is all disturbing, dude. I mean, you know, it's one thing if it's collusion. It's another thing it's because he's
question during Sarah Huckabee's press briefing today. A question from the press.
Yeah.
Was, you know, they announced that the president is going to be having a physical.
Right.
Remember a couple months ago they announced in, I think they said February or something.
Oh, okay.
That he's going to be having a physical. One of the reporters today said, during the president's physical next month, is there going to be a mental acuity test?
Damn. Well, yeah, there should be, right?
But this is what we have to ask.
Take it now. Take the mental fucking acuity test now, because this guy is tweeting shit to North Korea. I mean, he's reckless. I mean, think about it. If he's off his rocker, think about that Israel shit. Put that Israel shit in that context.
Exactly.
Or his tweets to Pakistan,
right?
sad.
So there, you know, a lot of questions about Trump's mental capacity to continue on. And given the reports yesterday that he was a raging fuck monkey running around the
I'm a fuck monkey
running right. around the yeah running around the White House screaming and yelling yesterday,
right? There, I saw a term in one article that talked about he has reduced vocabulary.
Yeah,
I mean that's and you know, and he uses the same words over and over again,
right? Yeah. Yep. Tremendous.
I mean, if you're a Trumpalo and you went to one of those rallies and you're cheering for this guy and you loved and you're and Trump is your guy, how are you going to feel if he has marched out of the Oval Office because he's mentally unfit?
Well, and then today, I thought this was really weird too, and I thought he looked awful. Sarah Huckabee waddled out.
Yes.
And said, we're going to start in a minute, but right now I have a special guest for you if you just watch the screens here. And this weird close-up of Trump shows up, he's a floating head talking, and he's squinting.
Yeah.
Like he's having a hard time reading the prompter. And then in the middle of it, again, they've done this before, in the middle of just as he's talking to the camera.
Right.
And all he's talking about is the stock market is up, the jobs
is report.
Oh, look at how great I am, everybody. Yeah, yeah. By the way, ignore what Steve Bannon said yesterday.
Right.
Look how great I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at all of our accomplishments. But he doesn't look well. I mean, he looks unwell and overly made up, to be honest with you. And his delivery is typically Trumpian.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible when he's
monotone,
reading.
Monotone, shitty, yeah. You know.
But then, inexplicably, in the middle of this not too long statement.
Yes.
We could have handled him looking at the camera for 2 or 3 minutes. But they cut to this weird side shot. This weird profile of him.
Why?
There's two cameras. And it's like in the middle of his little screed, they cut to this odd profile of him. So then it's like his side view.
And why did they do that? I mean, isn't he close to where the press conference was?
The headline is, the people on Twitter are like, isn't he like 50 feet away? Why did he record a video? Why didn't he waddle his fat ass in there?
Is this the beginning of the end?
And face the press.
I mean, is he unraveling? I mean, the only reason I can figure, well, maybe, you know, if he's there live in front of the press and the press yell questions at him about Russia, about that book, and he's compelled to answer those questions, he's going to. Maybe they're doing this because they can't control him in front of reporters.
Or his mental acuity.
I mean, dude.
He lost his mind the past couple of days.
He sat down with that guy from the New York Times at Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
Totally unscheduled.
Without telling anybody. Hope Hicks had to get like a text from somebody. Did you know Don's talking to the press?
It sounds like somebody, you can't control him because he'll just.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have that. That thing where he can, oh my God, he's our president, dude.
Some tweets from some journalists. Trump appears on the video in the press briefing room, which is maybe 50 yards from the Oval Office. Another one says, Trump, who is like 50 feet away from the briefing room right now, opted to post a video statement shouting at the room of reporters instead of just showing up himself.
That's got to be because his people know that if he's in the room live with these reporters, they're going to shout questions at him, and he's going to stop everything, and he's going to answer them, and it's going to make their day harder. I mean, don't you
think? Oh, this person says, sounding more and more like a freaking dictator every day. That or it's the possible dementia.
I don't know. I mean, it's a little of both, right? Why can't it be gray? Why can't it be both?
Yeah, if he showed up, he'd have to answer questions. And that's,
he loves being in front of the press. He loves talking to them. So he's not gonna ignore anybody.
Let me see if this will play here.
I didn't see this.
Loading.
Load.
Not know if it's here. We go.
Thank you for being with us today. The historic tax.
Oh my God! Oops. It already sounds bad.
It's cut. I signed into law just 2 weeks ago before Christmas.
I don't know why it's taking a long
fuck?
Time.
Listen to the way he's talking.
Is already delivering major economic gains. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are seeing larger paychecks, bigger bonuses, and higher pension contributions. And it's all because of the tax cuts and the tax reform. And I want to thank all of the companies that work so hard to do it. Workers at AT&T.
Now it just switched to that weird fucked up side shot.
Is he squinting because of the sun?
I don't know.
Is he squinting?
No, he's sitting in the Oval Office or somewhere.
Maybe he can't make out the teleprompter or something.
Bank of America, Comcast, Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, and many other companies.
This is it. I mean, this is all he does. He just is, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Thanks, bye.
He must be in a bad way.
I
can't imagine. Why the fuck he wouldn't just go over there? Or why do this at all then?
The headline says, it's the dementia. Internet is shocked at Trump's televised press briefing appearance while he was 50 feet away.
Maybe this is something, you know, maybe he was like, I want to go talk to the press. I want to go deal with these people. And his staff was like, you know what? We can't do that. Maybe
I just want to tell them, I want everyone to get out how great I've done.
Well, meanwhile, he's fucking hanging out in his bed all day watching fucking TV.
Well, yeah.
Good God.
Another part of the book.
This is so fucked up, dude. We're in a fucked up time.
Mentioned election night that Melania lost her mind and reduced to tears when she realized that they actually fucking won.
Nobody wanted to fucking win.
Nobody wanted to win.
And you know, it really makes sense when you were talking about like Flynn. He's like, oh, fuck it. This
isn't
going to matter.
Who cares about the Russian payments?
We're going to lose.
He allegedly said, it'll only matter if we were to win.
So like, why did he take the job of NSA?
Well, yeah.
Why did he do that? So that's stupid.
Right. Well, nobody's accusing them of being bright.
Right. But that seems particularly stupid.
Stupid Watergate.
Yeah, stupid gate.
What John Oliver calls it, right?
That's spot on, man. She's all upset. Inauguration. She's crying and he's being a dick. Imagine the day you are inaugurated. Your inauguration. I mean,
right.
It's sad to me. Well, it's him. He's a racist fuckhead. But I just can't imagine. Do you remember George Bush on his inauguration? Remember that?
No, not
him
really.
And his dad, they showed up in those fucking cowboy hats.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember? Oh, no, dude. It was insane looking. They showed up in those cowboy hats. And W had this gigantic fucking grin just plastered across
God,
his
they
face.
They loved their costumes.
Yes, and he loved it. You could tell he was enjoying himself. Like, it's his inauguration. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Right, and he gave an inspiring speech.
Trump,
I mean, to try to inspire the country. Trump was talking about the carnage. This American carnage will stop.
He's such an asshole.
Yeah.
Imagine you can't enjoy your inauguration. I don't care how big of a tyrant fucknut you are. Surely you can find a little bit of happiness in your dickhead soul for that. No? I mean, God.
Some other revelations from the book.
Yes.
According to the book, the president's daughter,
Ivanka
Trump, once revealed to her friends how her father's hairstyle evolved. Quote, she often described the mechanics behind it to friends. An absolutely clean pate, a contained island after scalp reduction surgery, surrounded by a furry circle of hair around the sides and front, from which all ends are drawn up to meet in the center and then swept back and secured by a stiffening spray.
What is scalp reduction? That means
you cut the bald part out and just cut out a strip and pull it back together and stretch it so that it...
Okay.
You're reducing the bald area of your scalp to try to bring the hairy parts forward more.
Why wouldn't... That sounds horrible. Why wouldn't you get plugs? That seems better than... Oh, God, dude. Ugh. Just go bald, dickhead.
Also, according to Ivanka, her father is no longer a natural blonde. Wow.
Oh, geez.
We're shocked at that revelation.
Yeah,
Wolf wrote, the color, she would point out in comical effect, was from a product called Just for Men.
Oh, okay.
The longer it's left on, the darker it got. Impatience resulted in Trump's orange blonde hair color.
Hold on.
So he would dye it himself with Just for Men.
Yes.
And he didn't want to sit there for, I don't know, however the fuck long it takes to sit on there. 10 minutes, 5 minutes. And
he can't sit still for 10 fucking minutes for his hair to be dyed a proper color. He's got to run around like a lunatic. I'm confused. Did Ivanka tell the author this?
No. Friends of hers over the years... That he interviewed friends of hers that have known her for years and said that she would regale them with those stories of her.
Boy, that, you think this bothered him?
Yeah, God, I think it all bothered
him. It must have been a rough day at the old White House yesterday, you know?
I hope he kept to Fox and Friends. It might have been the amount of all these stories may have been mitigated, right, you know, by watching Trump TV. But
how is Fox and Friends handling all this? I mean, are they?
Well, they're probably talking about Benghazi or something.
Bullshit, right?
The
hilarious man.
So also,
yes.
The book talks about that Trump allegedly said at one point that he loves the fast food because he knows nobody's going to poison him. They know he's not coming. They know he's not showing up, so they can't pre-poison the food.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know if that, you know, maybe he was joking. I hope he was joking. But he's liked fast food always, so that's kind of a stupid.
But it's, you know, you don't think he's paranoid?
Sure. Also, according to the expose, it didn't take a swami to predict this shit. We've been saying this since the inauguration.
The great Connack.
The president and his third wife sleep in separate bedrooms in the White House. The first couple to do this since Jackie and JFK.
Wait a second. Bill and Hillary shared a bed?
I think.
Fiction.
Fiction. That's what this says.
Must have been some bed. This bed must have been the size of a city block.
Maybe regularly. You know, they pretended to share the same room, but. They have separate bedrooms here.
Good for Melania. I'm sure you're into some evil shit, FLOTUS, but good for you. I mean, you know, you're not sleep with that guy.
Trump allegedly his nightly routine includes a 6:30 PM nighttime.
At 6:30 I'm done. I'm gonna go watch.
Well, that's why he gets up at like 4, right?
Well, he doesn't sleep. He says that he only needs a few hours sleep at night.
I'm working long hours, right up until 12 o'clock, 1 in the morning, he says.
So at 6:30, he goes into that little fucking paradise television chamber of a bedroom in the White House.
Blech.
He's got all kinds of food. He's camped out. He's got 3 televisions. Damn, he's having a blast.
He wakes early, he said.
At 5, I eat, I read the papers, I see what's going on TV. You don't read the papers.
Yeah, you don't read shit, dude.
You can't tell me.
You read the papers.
You're reading shit.
He reads the back of a fucking cereal box. That's where to put the briefings. Honestly.
I lost my place here. He also is an excerpt in the book detailing a moment in which Trump locked both the Secret Service and Melania out of his bedroom.
What?
So that he could, quote, binge on cheeseburgers while watching not one, but 3 televisions.
What? Hold on a second. Why did he needed to? They wouldn't let him alone to watch TV and eat cheeseburgers or something? They wanted to sit in there with him?
I think he locked everybody out of his room.
Donald! Unlock this door! God, this is fucking hilarious. How many cheeseburgers do you think he ate?
Insinuating a bizarre nighttime ritual, Wolf said Trump demanded a key to his bedroom, locking his wife and Secret Service out so he could binge on cheeseburgers.
That's what he
while
does?
While watching 3 televisions.
That's what he does before he goes to bed? That's his ritual? Oh, God. What a... Hey, dickhead conservative lunatics... Who the fuck did you vote for? You know, some people, like, I don't know, maybe they stretch out, do a few push-ups, they go to bed, have a glass of water. This guy eats a whole cart full of cheeseburgers, goes to sleep. God.
As the campaign came to an end, Trump himself was sanguine. His ultimate goal, after all, had never been to win.
Right.
I can be the most famous man in the world, he had told his aide Sam Nunberg at the beginning of the race. Once he lost, Trump would be both insanely famous and a martyr to crooked Hillary. His daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared would be international celebrities.
Oh,
Steve Bannon would become the de facto head of the Tea Party movement. Kellyanne Conway would be a cable news star. Melania Trump, who had been assured by her husband that he wouldn't become president.
Damn it, Donald!
could return to inconspicuously lunching.
Oh my God. They fucked up.
Losing would have worked out for everybody. Losing was winning, it says in Wolf's book.
So why? However, so if they wanted to lose, none of this makes sense. Then why go to Russia? Why take the oppo on Hillary? If they thought they were going to fucking lose just because they wanted to drag her name to the mud or
sure.
something?
As the votes came in on the night of November 8th, the election seemed to be turning in Trump's favor. Disbelief turned into horror. Wolf writes, quote, shortly after 8 p.m. on election night, when the unexpected trend Trump might actually win
yes.
seemed confirmed, Don Jr. told a friend that his father, or DJT, as he calls him, looked as if he had seen a ghost.
Oh, my God.
Melania was in tears and not of joy.
Oh, my God. So who fucked up? Did Don Jr. fuck up by bringing in the Russians?
Well, they probably, you know, I mean, there's a tiny little, I mean, he had to know. But Donald doesn't direct anything, I don't think. I think it was all these idiots around him. That
does he just sit there?
Yeah, like Jabba the Gun.
How does he know where to go every day? Like, he just has a guy that tells him where to go.
He pays people, yeah.
I think Don Jr. fucked it up for him then, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. He ruined it. Did no one inform these kids what the plan was? Did not everyone know the plan was not
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't necessarily think so. I think the kids might have been believers. They're stupid.
Oh,
they're
my
dumb.
God.
They're stupid. Remember, yeah, they were right. plotting to see that Ivanka was going to be the next president.
Ivanka. Listen, that's a possibility. We have to assume that's a possibility because look where we are.
Yeah.
I mean, just because all this crazy stuff is coming out about Trump, just because all this Russia shit sounds like it's pretty damning, it doesn't mean he's going to be impeached. It doesn't mean he's going to go away. That doesn't mean Ivanka will run for president. I mean, I don't know. We're pretty fucked up.
Tweet us during the show or anytime. Apologies to Marianne at Thread and Thumb.
Yes.
She said your description of Trump's hair made me a little sick. Blah. Apologies.
Yeah, me too. But I didn't know. I assume he had hair plugs. I wouldn't think it was scalp reduction.
Well, it might be both. He might have had plugs in the front and then scalp reduction because
when you do,
he might not have had enough hair
to...
around the sides to plug his whole head.
Does it pull your eyebrows up? Like, does it make you look surprised
Maybe.
All the time?
What was that great Joan Rivers joke? She talked about. I think it was Elizabeth Taylor, and she said if she has any more facelifts, she's going to have a beard.
That's good. That's a good joke.
It's a good joke. No. Congratulations, American public.
Yay.
And Trump voters.
Good job, dickheads.
According to a report from, I don't know who this is, but according to a report,
Fuck
the
you.
U.S. government, we have spent around $43 million this past year to support Donald Trump's golf habit.
Holy shit. You know what, though, man? I was, you know, you're reading about that shit that went on Inauguration Day. They said people described him as having his quote-unquote golf face on.
Angry, yeah.
He looks stern and unhappy.
He doesn't have fun playing golf?
That's what I was thinking.
Of course not. He can't have fun doing anything.
But he loves it. I guess he loves it. Then why do you do it so much, Schittler? You stay in your fucking bed. It'll save us money. You don't even want to golf. How sad.
So there you go. That's so a little bit more from that book that apparently is now being rushed to production a little bit faster,
man.
In response to.
That's going to suck if that guy didn't make any money off that book because people already read it, you know?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get it out for Christmas,
dude?
I'm
reading the whole thing. But.
Why the fuck didn't this guy get it out for Christmas? I don't understand.
Yeah.
That's a fail.
We've got, speaking of Jabba the Gunt.
I would have given that to you for Christmas.
The book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the great book. Rush Limbaugh turned on Steve Bannon.
Suck my dick. Oh, really?
Saying he believes Bannon was responsible for the majority of the leaks coming out of the Trump administration
oh, okay.
in the first year.
The thing that I think everybody believes is that everybody knows is that most of the leaking was coming out of the Trump White House with Steve Bannon.
Yeah, but come on, Rush. I mean, take the leaking situation out of it. Don't you love Bannon? I mean, what about Bannon don't you love?
Well, I think the number one leaker is Trump.
Yeah?
Yeah. We've known, it's been proven in the past that he pretends to be other people.
Oh, my God.
To issue press releases and shit about himself.
No,
I have no doubt.
That's crazy. There's no way he's doing that now.
I have no doubt that some of the stories that got out were leaked by him.
But there's no way. He's not good at it. Do you remember when he plays that character, quote unquote, John Barron?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying he's even. He may have gotten more sophisticated about it. I'm not saying he's picking up the phone and calling somebody with a fake voice now. But
you're like, right. Put pantyhose over his face or some shit. Maybe he gets, I don't know. He'd
crinkle a piece of paper over in front of the phone.
Yeah. Hey, maybe he gets Mike Pence's rabbit to make the call for him.
So fuck Rush Limbaugh. Now turning on Steve Bannon. Also turning on Steve Bannon. We mentioned him a little bit earlier.
Fuck you.
InfoWars Alex Jones.
God damn it, Alex. I thought you and Bannon were buds. Come on.
Here's Alex Jones.
Bad.
Bannon is at the heart of the attempt to take down the president now.
Here we go. Now Bannon is at the heart of the attempt to take down the president. Yesterday, it was the globalists and the deep state. Now it's Bannon.
I thought, did he used to like Bannon?
I swear to God.
Because back, you know, InfoWars went through that thing where on Reddit they were having all their links disabled.
Yes, yes.
And Breitbart was going through a similar thing, and he said, you know, we've got news organizations like InfoWars and Breitbart, they have to stick together because we have the same mission, you know. We can't be labeled as fake news. So I assume they were buds.
And it's just like something out of a Roman tragedy. It's like something out of what really happened with Julius Caesar.
It's a Greek tragedy.
Hey, the Romans had tragedy. Romans had very active theater also.
That sounds like something in Urban Dictionary.
Like something out of a Roman tragedy. It's like something out of what really happened with Julius Caesar. So as he go to Roger Stone to break this down to get his take on it, because the gloves are coming off here. I'm not going to let somebody, and I know you're not going to get in the way of our republic being restored. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of the government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to...
He's reading from Marcus Tullius Cicero, Roman statesman. 106 to 43 BC, philosopher and orator.
Hey, fucking Alex.
I
want
to hear it in the original Latin.
I you're losing your audience. I mean, honestly, just yell like you usually do. Throw some chairs.
Get through this one quick.
You know, not a lot of Cicero fans are, you know, listening to InfoWars.
God damn it, I love that Cicero quote.
I want my horny goat weed. Yeah. You know.
In itself, for the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their faces and their arguments. He appears to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of the nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. That is.
Okay.
Holy fuck.
Okay.
I mean,
a murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. That is Marcus Tullius Cicero, member of the Roman Senate and famous historian and orator and philosopher. And I have to say, Bannon's response going, I don't know anything about this. I love the president. But not responding to the quotes, not denying the quotes. And we now know there's tapes. You read this and it is unbelievable attempt to bring down the president. I mean, it is aimed at the president 100%, not just a pissing contest with Jared Kushner. And now that I've had time to go over all this today and yesterday, by about midnight last night, I was sure of it. And Trump slams Bannon, says X8 has lost his mind.
Oh, so he's decided now.
I went through it up to midnight last night.
How does he go?
Must not have had any meat.
Does he really read this book?
He might. Maybe.
I'm just fascinated. I'm fascinated with how he goes through this book. And does he have interns, you think, or people that
probably,
staff
sure,
that work
yeah,
for
yeah.
him? And, okay.
Slams Bannon, says X8 has lost his mind. He hadn't lost his mind. He's cold-blooded. Scoop, Wolf taped interviews with Bannon, top officials. Trump attorney sends Bannon cease and desist letter for disparaging comments. Bannon loses support from pro-Trump billionaire backer over media fights. In the fight, Bannon started it. Trump Tower meeting with Russians, treasonous. Bannon says an explosive book. Again, Steve Bannon tells Michael Wolf.
He's just reading headlines.
Yeah.
Trump is not going to make it. See that? It's like Tokyo Rose. Benedict Bannon.
Wait. Bannon is like Tokyo Rose?
Maybe, I guess. Or Michael Wolff, maybe, is Tokyo Rose. I'm not quite sure.
I mean, it's just bizarre. I'm getting a very bizarre history lesson from Alex Jones.
Tokyo
right now.
Rose was a propagandist radio broadcaster in the Asian Pacific that would broadcast for the American troops to hear. She broadcast in English.
Right.
And she would always talk about how, you guys are going to lose, you know, and stuff like that.
Right,
so
right.
Just for those that...
So Bannon's a regular.
May not know who Tokyo Rose is.
Bannon's Tokyo Rose.
It's like Tokyo Rose. Benedict Bannon. Donald Trump didn't want to be president. This is the crap coming out of Stephen Bannon. And then when it all comes out...
Oh. Never, ever use that again, ever.
Oh, yes. Listen, man, Alex, you can't even entertain the idea that Trump didn't want to win. I mean, isn't there, does he not have the ability to sort of, never mind. I was saying, look at this shit objectively and kind of think, you know, maybe.
Right. I'm sure. You think it'd be nice sitting around with his thinking cap on, actually objectively trying to analyze what he's reading?
I mean, there's no way. God, nothing has gone right for Schittler, if you think about it.
Good.
He wanted to lose. Instead, he won. That's not good.
Good. Suffer.
Well.
If we're going to suffer.
Yeah.
Oh. President, this is the crap coming out of Stephen Bannon. And then when it all comes out, despite blast by Trump, CNN says, Bannon reiterates support for the president, and he just doesn't know why, and he's such an innocent person. CNN now loves him so much. Bannon's just a sweet little cupcakey. Meanwhile, Breitbart and InfoWars readers pretty much...
Oh, shit, he loves it so much.
Bannon's just a sweet little cupcakey.
Cupcakey.
Sweet little cupcakey. Meanwhile, Breitbart and InfoWars readers pretty much unanimously side with Trump on war of words with Bannon. Not a war of words. Bannon, if you get mugged, you aren't in a fight. Okay? Everybody's calling this a fight. Bannon stabbed the president and America in the back. It is not! It is not a fight!
Oh, shit. I gotta look.
Oh, boy. We're amping up here.
If you get mugged, you aren't in a fight. Okay? Everybody's calling this a fight. Bannon stabbed the president and America in the back. It is not. It is not a fight. If somebody rapes your wife, she didn't cheat on you.
Wait a second. You missed the key.
It is not.
Yeah, here you go.
It is nuts.
As you were walking back to your chair, you missed the best part.
A fight. Okay? Everybody's calling this a fight. Bannon stabbed the president and America in the back. It is not. It is not a fight. If somebody rapes your wife, she didn't cheat on you. Gosh, I'm getting angry.
Thanks for cluing us in there, Alex.
Okay, so if someone rapes your wife, she didn't cheat on you.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, of course, dude.
Well, yeah.
No one... What the fuck?
I don't understand.
What the fuck?
I'm not 100% sure where he's going with that, to be honest with you.
He had that line in his back pocket like he's ready... If someone rapes your wife, she didn't cheat on you.
Yes. I don't know.
Is Bannon the raper?
I don't know.
Is Trump's the wife?
He said he stabbed America and the president in the back.
Trump
and
is the wife.
It's not a fight.
Yeah.
But it's a mugging. I guess Trump is the wife who got raped.
By who?
By Bannon.
Bannon raped Trump.
I guess. I don't
so
know.
So don't blame Trump that Bannon raped him.
I don't know.
Whoa, Alex. Yes. Good point.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to tell you. About that. That's insane. Boy, that's classic. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that one. One more thing I forgot about the book.
God, is Trump, you think Trump's listening to InfoWars?
Us? Oh. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, fuck.
I thought this was out of the book, but this isn't. This is a report from Politico.
Oh, yes.
Politico's Eliana Johnson is reporting on an unsettling statement from President Trump.
Oh, no.
When he reacted to a disturbing story about former chief strategist Steve Bannon's past.
Okay, okay.
When Bannon became CEO of the Trump campaign 2016, there were a lot of reports and profiles about his strange nomadic lifestyle before he took the helm at Breitbart. One aspect of Bannon's past that received attention was a lawsuit his ex-wife had filed against him for domestic violence and battery.
In Santa Monica, I think.
Here's how Politico previously reported on the charges. Santa Monica, California police report says Bannon's then-wife claimed he pulled at her neck and wrist during an altercation over finances, and an officer reported witnessing red marks on her neck and wrist to bolster her account. Bannon also reportedly smashed the phone when she tried to call the popo.
See, that's the really bad part, because you're not supposed to interrupt someone calling 911 for help.
The case was dropped when his ex-wife didn't show up to court. Michael Wolff's book continues to fuel the newfound animosity between Trump and Bannon. Eliana Johnson tweeted this account of what the future president thought when he found out about Bannon's alleged actions.
Okay.
Quote, she tweeted, "I was just told by a person present that Trump referred to Bannon as Bam Bam.
Oh,
after allegations of domestic abuse surfaced against Bannon during the campaign."
Wow.
Trump told people,
Bam Bam,
"Don't worry about Bam Bam. He's locked away in a room working 20 hours a day. He never comes out."
Oh, my God. Bam Bam?
Bam Bam.
Because he beat his wife.
Classy.
Jesus
Classy Christ. As fuck.
Ugh.
And who's shocked?
Nobody.
Right.
Nobody.
That's the thing. That we are not, none of this is shocking. We know he's a garbage person.
And he watches the fucking Flintstones, too. There's that. The Flintstones, for a lot of you don't know it, it's a story about the dinosaurs. It's a cartoon set in the prehistoric ages. How do you explain Flintstones without sounding insane?
Everybody knows who the Flintstones are.
No,
God.
They don't.
Come on.
Oh, my God. It's 2018, dude. The Flintstones, a Hanna-Barbera thing. Wasn't it a fucking take on the Honeymooners? It was modeled after the Honeymooners.
Yeah, sure. Kind
right?
of, yeah. It was an animated version.
And Bam Bam was Fred Flintstone's best friend, short little blonde guy.
No, that was Barney Rubble. Bam Bam was Barney Rubble's little kid with the club who used to, all he could say was Bam Bam.
That's right.
Wilma!
And he yelled at his wife all the fucking time.
Well, yeah.
He was an asshole.
It was also a movie with John Goodman.
Yeah. You know why?
Not one of the greatest.
Right. Not one of the greatest movies?
Not one of the greatest. I know you'll be shocked to learn.
Why was Marvin the Martian in that? Do you remember when the Martian showed up to the Fred Flintstone?
Oh, sure.
Show?
Marvin the Martian. No, well, no, it was the Great Kazoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Great Kazoo. But why?
Hello, dum-dums. I watched
why
the Flintstones when I was a kid.
Why was the Great Kazoo in the fucking... What was that show that was like, that was similar to the Flintstones, but it took place in the future? Dun, dun, dun.
The Jetsons.
Yeah, I like that. That was good.
Yabba dabba do.
Bam bam. That's
man,
insane.
Here it is. Here it is. Here's the whole thing. Come on.
Come on, dickhead internet.
Thank you.
you know, if you're a creationist, you don't believe in that, right? Because dinosaurs.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, you do. That's right out of Ken Ham's wheelhouse with people like playing with dinosaurs and shit, right?
Yeah, that's
right before
true.
The flood, right before God got pissed at him.
Yeah.
Because all the butt sex and stuff, apparently.
Do you think there was a brontosaurus just watching Adam dick around in the Garden of Eden, and all of a sudden Adam's like, oh shit, it hurts. A rib pops out of his fucking gut, and a woman is formed, and the dinosaur's gotta be like, that's some crazy fucking shit, man.
You don't think Adam was sedated?
No.
You don't think the Lord at least
no.
gave him an epidural or something?
It felt testament, I don't think would work. Bitch!
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. We let our big hunk and atheism out to swing for you a little bit more.
Fuck you.
We'll have a little bit more from the religious right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lots of them over there.
Fuckheads. Oh, they endorse Hitler. The evangelicals got this guy in office. I don't give a fuck about
Sebastian
God or
Gorka.
Like that.
Sebastian Gorka, the community theater Bond villain.
Oh right, he wore Nazi metal to some function.
Nobody can figure out still to this day what the hell he did for the White House.
Yeah, he write speeches?
Making $170,000 a year. Nobody could figure out what he was doing.
God. He's getting paid.
He apparently is probably all oiled up and hard now over the fact of this little battle between Trump and Bannon.
Right.
Calling it a battle of because they're both alpha males. Oh, the two alpha males are going up against each other.
Sebastian, it's good to have you on in the new year.
My God, that's Todd Starnes. I don't even
really
have to
say
look.
That.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, let me see if this is Todd Starnes. That sounded exactly like Todd Starnes, didn't it? It doesn't say.
Is it Fox? Todd Starnes is on Fox, right?
Yeah. It doesn't say who it is here in this story, but that sounds like Todd Starnes.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you for being on, Sebastian.
What do you think is going on between President Trump and Steve Bannon?
Nothing. Well, I don't know why anybody gives The Guardian the time of day or the author Wolf. I mean, this is the hardest left-wing, hardcore newspaper in the UK that has fabricated stories one after another. I can tell you.
All The Guardian did was reveal excerpts from the book. Gorka's like, this is The Guardian, the leftist, the biggest leftist newspaper.
Yeah, but we've said this over and over again. All these leftist media organizations, generally all they do is just print what this lunatic says.
A tweet.
Or they just say what he says.
Here's his tweet.
And it's nuts.
Personally, stories they fabricated about me during my time in the White House. So why anybody gives them the time of day, I don't really know. So, you know, cooler minds have to prevail. Everybody needs to step back. Everybody needs to count to 10 and recognize who the Guardian really is.
Well, you're talking about the author of the book, and obviously he wants to sell books, and he said some salacious things in there. But why are Steve Bannon and President Trump reacting to those things? If it's all just salacious, made up nonsense, then why are both Bannon and President Trump reacting to it?
Well, they're both alpha males, you know, and 2018 is going to be an even more important year than 2016 and 2017. So the stakes are massive. We're on the brink of a potential darker vote. The political atmosphere.
A potential darker vote.
They're all alpha males.
The sphere is very, very charged, but you'd have to talk to Steve and you'd have to talk to the president. But all I know is there is one story here, and it's the left trying to divide us, and we're not going to let them.
The left is trying. No, you guys are doing a really great job of dividing yourselves. Slime balls, just turning on each other.
Yeah, I don't know. This author, he was invited in. He had permission to be there, right?
Well, yeah, and I've yet to see anybody disputing these quotes, except for, you know, just a blanket. Oh, it's all lies. It's all bullshit. It's all lies.
Yeah, Sarah Huckabee's not being specific, right? She's not like going through each account and saying, you know, it's not true, right? It was Was that a brontosaurus? It's
very unkind. Yeah, that's
from Bedrock. Turkey.
So there's Sebastian Gorka's
gross
take on what's going on.
They've been very unfair to me. You showed up to a fucking party with a goddamn Nazi medal on. What do you want fucking people to do? Ignore it?
Bam, bam.
Honestly.
Good news?
Okay.
We got to say, actually, big news, stealthy news last night.
Yes.
We get to say bye, Felicia, to Donald Trump's voter suppression. Oh, excuse me, voter fraud panel. Right.
Goodbye.
They announced last night that Trump is disbanding his, quote, Commission on Election Integrity.
But why, man? He says how many millions of people voted illegally in California?
At least 3 million people. However, how much did I lose by?
Well, then, 3 million.
That's how many voted illegally, at least.
Aren't you concerned, Schittler, about those people? You don't care anymore, or?
Baseless claims. He established this panel. This is Matt Gaetz.
Was on this panel.
Is fucking against a panel being formed.
For human trafficking.
For human trafficking. I'll bet he was all for this one.
Oh yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
From when it started, the commission started out with a ludicrous mission. Continued as a partisan farce, it said.
Yeah.
Providing opportunity for some of the country's strongest advocates for voter suppression. Chris Kobach of Kansas, the Secretary of State there, who spent millions of money they don't have in Kansas because the Republicans have brutally broken glass bottle fucked their state with their trickle down economics bullshit, spent millions on a study to get all this voter fraud and found nothing.
That is so offensive.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
They assembled a who's who of voter suppression advocates for this panel.
Yes.
And, like, one Democrat who ended up suing. He sued because they weren't cluing him in on what was going on in the panel.
Because it was supposed to be bipartisan.
And he won. They're like, you got to tell him what you're doing. He's on the panel.
You can't trust these fucking Republicans. Look at that bullshit GOP panel doing stuff with the intelligence on Russia, right?
So a bunch of the states were like, fuck you, we're not sending our data. Yeah. They wanted voter data. And 46, something like that, states?
Yeah. 46.
Yeah. We're like, no, we're not sending it.
That's most of them.
That I think so, if you do the math. I know Republicans aren't into whole like math and facts and shit, but yeah.
Hey, this is such bullshit because Trump now needs to say, okay, that 3 million illegal people didn't vote in California. He needs to come forward and admit that because.
No. He tweeted.
Because that's bullshit.
He's angry that about the evil states and the deep state cover up. 13 hours ago, tweeted many mostly Democrat states. Which is a lie.
Right.
Refused to hand over data from the 2016 election for the commissions on voter fraud. They fought hard that the commission not see their records or methods because they know that many people are voting illegally. System is rigged. Must go to voter ID.
Oh, yes. No, they don't want to give your evil ass commission any information because they don't trust them.
Right.
There's no reason.
Next tweet. As Americans, you need identification, sometimes in a very strong and accurate form. This is Trump. For almost everything you do, I want strong identification.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Big, strong, muscly.
A DNA scan.
This is my identification.
Yes.
Hans. For almost everything you do. I don't know why.
Identify me. pee on me.
Except when it comes for the most important decision, voting for the people that run your country. Push hard for voter identification.
Push this, dickhead. And now you're disbanding it. So if you really thought there are 3 million people voted illegally, for the good of the country, we should want to get to the bottom of that.
Well, yeah.
Then he's lying. He really doesn't believe that. You fucking liar. like it makes a difference.
The Yeah, so then he's all pissed off at the states. It's deep state, and it's all rigged.
I got your deep state.
It's rigged.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres is in charge, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, who said that? Don Jr.?
The genius or Eric? Don Jr. No, Eric. Eric, that's right. Eric said that.
One of the idiots.
The dumbest kids.
Trump squealing, a little pissy baby.
Bucky.
He had to, I don't know what Chris Kobach's going to do with his time now.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Golf.
True horrific.
What all these white fucking dickhead politicians do, they golf.
Yeah.
Going to go fucking golf.
Also, I'll save that for tomorrow for Faithless Friday. Tune in tomorrow, everybody.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern type coast.
That's right.
We're almost done here with the big show, but I did want to mention one thing. Yesterday was interesting that Rod Rosenstein showed up over to speak with Paul Ryan.
I guess, yes.
You know, Devin Nunes had sent a nasty letter
right
to the FBI and the Department of Justice saying we want everything that Mueller has.
Yes.
Basically.
Right.
Which we all have no doubt Devin Nunes would have wrapped up with a lovely chocolate cake
right
and taken it right over to Donald Trump, possibly put it in a Happy Meal as a new toy.
Yeah. Jackie.
Here's your prize, Mr. President.
Ooh, love me, Daddy.
No pickles.
No pickles.
And so there was all kinds of speculation, like, why is Rosenstein meeting there? Now I guess they've come to a deal. So Rosenstein and the Christopher Wray both showed up, the head of the FBI, for this meeting to meet with Paul Ryan and talk about this. And I think they basically said, call Devin Nunes the fuck off. We'll give you some of these documents. We're not giving him everything.
Right.
Call him off. Damn. And now they've reached an agreement.
Shit, I was hoping that Rosenstein was coming over and say, listen, Paul, you're in this shit too.
Well, that was some of the speculation or get ready to be president.
Because
we've got shit on him and on Don and Pence, and they're both going down.
Right, and the rabbit.
Poor rabbit.
I know. What's that rabbit's name? Pence's rabbit's name, do we know?
Snuggles. My God.
Oh, does Pence's rabbit have a name?
There's a funny name. I do remember. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yay!
Don't forget Ryan's doing...
Marlon Bundo!
Marlon Bundo, that's
Marlon
right.
Marlon Bundo?
Yeah. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter or his Instagram, which is Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We would appreciate if you guys have a great evening. We'll be back to do more of this bullshit tomorrow.
Marlon Bundo.
Have a great one.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.